Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, February 12th, 2013 edition of the Sands United Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm there recording from Jacksonville, Florida. First, a reminder, it's Patch Tuesday, so expect patches from Microsoft today. We did talk about them yesterday, a little bit more than usual, and then let's see what's happening with those two distinct Internet Explorer bulletins, why we have two instead of one this month. So that's definitely something to look for. Also, one thing to remember is browser plugins. So please also take the opportunity at the end of tomorrow maybe to go to browsercheck.qualys.com. I actually just add a calendar reminder to my calendar to remind me every other week to go to the site to make sure that I'm not susceptible to any of the vulnerable plugins. Well, then let's take a look at diaries. We do have one about odd whois entries. That's something we have discussed in the past, but it's not going away, and that's a good reminder to really be careful whenever you take input from anywhere, anything, anyone. It's really not clear what they're trying to achieve with these crafted whois entries. Of course, cross-site scripting would be an obvious result if the whois result is included in a web page without appropriately encoding the content, then you would be susceptible to cross-site scripting. In turn, that could then be used, of course, to inject malicious content. At this point, we don't really see anything malicious with the URLs that are being included here. Small variations of the URL do lead to an image that appears to be tagged, so it could possibly be used to track who is accessing this particular whois entry. The real problem here is also that, of course, registrars apparently accept pretty much anything as input here and are not validating whether the field is actually a valid email address. And then there's a new version of OpenSSL version 1.0.1.e as in Echo. This version is an update to the fix for the timing flaw that was covered about a week or so ago. On February 5th, OpenSSL already released a fix for this flaw, but evidently that fix wasn't quite correct, and this made it necessary to release yet another version of OpenSSL. Like I mentioned back then, I don't see this as a super critical vulnerability. And you should probably not run out and compile OpenSSL from source, but wait for your respective Unix distribution to come up with a fix for this flaw. Compiling libraries like OpenSSL from source is possible, but highly discouraged due to some of the intricacies in doing it correctly without breaking any of the cryptographic properties. And then, since we are talking about patches that didn't get it quite right, imagine that there's another Oracle Java patch coming out. Oracle stated that it didn't quite fix all of the flaws in its February 1st patch, and now you should expect another patch on February 19th that will hopefully fix all the remaining Java security flaws for good, or at least until the next exploit will be released. And then we have a new update from the Chaos botnet. That botnet has been shut down a few times and its command and control structure has been dismantled, but it managed to come back. And then, of course, each incarnation is yet adding more features to make a future shutdown of the botnet more difficult. One interesting feature in this latest version is a sleep feature. It will essentially put the bot in a 10-minute inactive state. That is supposed to help the bot avoid detection in automatic malware analysis systems. Most of these systems run the piece of malware for a relatively short amount of time, like 3 to 5 minutes, I've seen a lot, and then enumerate all the URLs that the bot connects to, and then of course they assemble blacklists from this list of domains or IP addresses addresses that the bot connects to. Well, by going to sleep for 10 minutes, that of course makes it harder. Now, you could say, hey, why don't these researchers just wait 10 minutes? Of course, then the bot is going to increase this to 15 minutes. And the real problem is that researchers have limited resources to do this kind of analysis and just have to cut it off at some point. This, of course, will tie up more resources and make it harder to analyze the large number of samples that researchers currently deal with. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. For our monthly Patch Tuesday webcast, we'll use the same format as last month. I'll do it again in two pieces. The first piece will cover the Microsoft patches. The second piece will cover IPv6 to give you a little preview of what's going to come in our IPv6 focus month in March. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.